BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Wednesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
You know, it's not just prep. I need you all through lunch and dinner service.
Yeah, don't worry, Fallon. I've stood in for Paula loads of times.
Oh, great.
What shall I start with?
Carrots, please. Mm-hmm. Peeled, tops and tails and cut down their length.
Right, you are. When's the Wayne due back from the high seas?
End of the week.
What's going to happen then?
Well, what I'd like to happen is for Mum to give him his job back.
Okay. What does Jolene think about that?
Well, this is it. She's convinced that what he did was unforgivable.
He was totally out of order. No two ways about it.
Yeah.
But his food always went down so well.
It did.
And the punters like him as a person. Trouble is, if they know for sure he ain't coming back, they might start eating somewhere else.
Well, I hope they'll like my food enough to stay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Fallon. I didn't mean...
Oh, no. What I'm most worried about is him, though. He loves this job. And with his age and what with his... You know, his criminal record, he might really struggle to get another one.
I hadn't thought of that.
I've got to convince Mum to give him another chance.
Easily said.
Yeah, she's going to need a lot of persuading.
Is there some way of, you know, playing to his strengths?
Sounds interesting. How could we do that?
Well, it's great news, isn't it?
Well...
Celia Sparrow usually gets her milk from Leeso Farm in Winkley. They do block calving in the spring.
I know that, Tom.
So their cows are drying off now. She must always be short of milk this time of year.
Oh, she needs milk, all right. Just wondering why she's approached us.
Because she's heard ours is going spare.
But Tom, Celia's premium cheese is Cordwell Cream. That's the one I gave nil point to.
Nil? Oh, at the...
Borsetshire Rural Food Fair.
When they roped you in as a judge.
I'm surprised she's got in touch at all.
Oh, but she has, though.
At the very least, I'm going to have to do a lot of flattering if we're going to agree a deal.
I'm sure you'll be fine, Ellen.
We'll see soon enough. How are the veg box orders standing up?
Okay. We've had a few cancellations, and of course we can't put any of the usual dairy stuff, so total sales by value are down.
Yeah, of course.
At least Fallon's given us a special order for the bull.
Is she?
Yeah, I think it's a sympathy vote, but I don't care why.
No.
At a time like this, any order's welcome. Right, excuse me. Just got to get this to the van.
Yeah, sure. It's Celia.
Don't take any nonsense.
Helen Archer.
Helen, it's Celia Sparrow.
Hello, Celia.
Are you still available for our meeting?
Yep, 1 o'clock.
Well, now, are you at your farm at the moment?
Yes.
Good, because I need to bring the time forward. That'll be all right, won't it? Well, Fawcett Magna's only a hop and a skip from Ambridge, after all.
Yeah, I suppose so. When were you thinking?
As soon as possible. Could you come right away?
Have you got a minute, Mum?
Yeah, not exactly rushed off my feet. Well, you can see.
It's early yet, isn't it?
Well, what's this? A deputation? No, we've... We've just been thinking, haven't we, Tracy?
We have.
What about?
Pancake Day.
What about it?
Well, how it's always difficult to find a new twist, something that makes it worthwhile for families to come out rather than just cooking them at home.
Oh, tell me about it. We tried just about everything over the years.
Ah, but have you ever served souffle pancakes?
I don't think we have, no.
They've got a really different feel. They're much fluffier and lighter than regular pancakes.
Right.
There's even a Japanese version.
Oh, now that would be different.
And the reason we thought it was a good idea is because...
Excuse me.
Oh, Tom! What are you doing back there?
Not looking for a job, are you?
No, I've just bought that delivery, Fallon.
Oh, great.
But there was no one in the kitchen.
No, we're having a bit of a team talk.
Well, I've left the boxes on the side.
Thanks.
Oh, I'll leave you to it then.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Yeah?
Would you be interested in a different spin on Pancake Day?
Different spin? How?
If we did a different type of pancake here that was difficult to make at home.
But with all the sickly toppings that kids like too. Is it the sort of thing you'd bring the twins to?
Yeah, don't see why not.
Cool.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'd better get back.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
There you go. Market research.
So, what do you think?
I like the idea.
Great! Because
You know who's really good with light, airy, sweet things?
Of course.
Wayne!
Sorry, what did you say, Tracy?
What did you say?
There's no need to go round the houses, Fallon. This is perfect for you.
No, that's not what I meant.
Well, what are you thinking of then?
Well, Dad.
Oh, I see. So, you come here with an idea for Pancake Day, but what you're really asking is, will I take your dad back?
I'm not making any excuses for him, but if you did give him another chance, don't you think he'd be on his absolute best behaviour?
I would be.
I have been wondering if I was a bit harsh just sacking him outright. And, yeah, them souffle pancakes would be right up his street.
So does that mean...
Oh, go on. Oh. One more strike and he's out, though.
He knows that. I'm sure from now on he'll be a model employee. Came as quickly as I could.
And I do appreciate it.
Oh, are you expecting a customer?
No.
It's just the plates of samples.
These are for you, Helen.
Me?
I thought that as a fellow cheese professional, you'd be interested in tasting the products which we'll be making from your milk over the next few weeks.
Oh.
Assuming we can agree terms, that is.
Well, yes. Good idea, Celia.
How's your palate? Cleansed?
Oh.
There's some sparkling water there if you need it.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I think I will.
So, first we have Cordwell Meadow. This is our entry-level cheese, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Firm to the cut, dense texture.
Right.
Well, go on, then.
Yeah, thank you.
You're probably getting a touch of hazelnut on the nose.
Mmm.
Well, have a little more than that.
Okay. Oh, yeah, very good. Getting some caramel now as well.
Exactly. Well done. A good all-purpose cheese, we like to think.
Yep, I can see that.
The next one I'd like you to try is Cordwell Wash. You'll be familiar with the wash curd method, of course.
Yeah, but I don't use it myself, but I've come across it.
It dilutes the acidity.
So I understand.
For a mild, buttery flavour. Try some.
Okay, then.
Semi-soft, as you can see.
Mmm.
We call it our brie buster. What do you think?
Very balanced. Mild, but still with character.
That's exactly what we're aiming for. Mm. And finally, what I like to think of as the star in our firmament, Cordwell Cream. I think there's a chance you might have come across this one before.
It does ring a bell.
What we've tried to do here is create a complex flavour spectrum from the creamy, crumbly centre to the mushroomy rind.
Right. Okay, well, here goes. Mmm. Oh.
Are you getting that?
I am. It's, yes, it's excellent.
First class, would you say?
I might.
Award worthy?
Yes.
Oh, I am pleased to hear you say that. To have gained the approval of such a distinguished cheesemaker as yourself.
Oh, I wouldn't say I was very distinguished.
So, to business. Do sit down.
Okay, thank you.
And feel free to help yourself to more cheese.
I think I've probably had enough for now.
Let's establish the duration of the deal first. How long are we looking at?
Okay, well, we're hopeful we'll be able to open our dairy fairly soon. We're just waiting for a test result.
So
perhaps we could offer you our output for the next 2 weeks.
And how much do you produce a day?
About 150 litres.
I would prefer a bit longer. But if that's the case, then I could stretch to 30 pence a litre.
30?
Given that I'll need to be looking for the next supplier almost immediately.
But 30 pence? That's way below the farm gate price for organic milk.
With respect, that it's organic is irrelevant. I don't usually buy organic. And I can hardly suddenly market my products as organic for a fortnight, can I?
No, I can see that. Is there any room for manoeuvre, though? I was really hoping for something north of 40.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's out of the question. Do you have any other outlets for it?
No.
So if I don't take it, it'll just be going down the drain, won't it?
Well, we have a reed bed filtration system, so... never mind. Could you run to 38 pence a litre?
As we've had such an enjoyable time, I suppose I could stretch to 35. But that really is my limit.
35 it is, then.
Excellent. It's been a pleasure doing business with you, Ms. Archer.
35 pence a litre.
I know. Disappointing isn't the word.
No, I mean, it's not that bad.
It is, Tom. I just knew I was in trouble as soon as I saw the samples laid out.
Celia knew exactly what she was doing, didn't she?
She was pulling the strings right from the start. I didn't stand a chance.
Oh, must have been so awkward for you.
Having to taste her cheese and rave about it just turned my stomach.
Why, wasn't it very good?
If only, it was incredible.
Sorry, Helen, I shouldn't laugh.
When I think how I behaved at the food fair, I mean, talk about cringe.
You were desperate to get the Grey Gables business. We both were.
Oh, it just proves, doesn't it? What goes around comes around.
Well, at least you walked away with a deal. That's 35p for a couple of weeks' output. Just over 2,000 litres, that's...
£735.
Well, that's better than a smack in the mouth.
You've probably spent more than that on cleaning materials this past week.
Yeah, and some. Well, I'm sorry, I need to get some compost on this garlic.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
And Helen, look, yes, it's a small dent in our losses, but at least it's something, and the dairy will be up and running soon.
Yeah, I hope so. But you know how quiet the tea room and shop have been.
Yeah, Natasha's racking her brains. We need to think of something big to get people back in.
Yeah, but what, though?
Well, I don't really know, but we'll come up with an idea. We have to.
All cleaned up in the kitchen.
We're going to take our break now.
Oh, thanks both.
It's been pretty quiet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's too quiet for my liking. Mm. But it did mean I had time to research them souffle pancakes. Oh, they look really good.
Yeah, it weren't just a ploy to get Dad back.
Yeah, and he will do them well. Mm. There's a lot he did well, to be fair.
There is.
Oh, is that me?
I think so.
Ah, speak of the devil.
Oh.
Message from the man himself. Oh!
Mum?
Oh, God. I'll kill him.
What?
What did he say?
He's not coming home.
When the cruise ends? Why?
He's going to ring me in a bit to explain.
But...
After all we've done for him.